May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was going to share one word. I guess I'll do it tomorrow. But the worship song that Luke was playing was from Bethel. It was Jeremy Riddle, and he was singing a song from John Thurlow. You may not care about any of that information. But about one of the repeated choruses is that, He's so beautiful. Lord, you're so beautiful. Lord, you're so beautiful. So when we were singing that, and actually I was listening to that early this morning in my own worship time, this priedu, that's what this is called, this kneeler is an antique. And on the front here, if you've never lit a candle here, you might just want to come and check it out. There's this image of Jesus, with his eyes full of compassion, with a crown of thorns on his head. And so when we were singing that thing over and over again, when it was being played, Jesus, you're beautiful, I opened my eyes, and I just saw that. I light candles there all the time, so I don't pay that much attention to it. But I was just drawn to that. Just hearing those words, Jesus, you're so beautiful. I thought, wow. Right there, the beauty of the Lord is displayed like no other place in his extraordinary goodness and compassion. And I thought about this scripture. This is a short little word, but it's just one of those words for worshipers, which we're all called to be true worshipers. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, "And if even our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that they might not see the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." So you want to know what God looks like? You look at Jesus. If you don't know what God's like, look at the life that Jesus lived. Again, no man has seen God at any time, but Christ has came to reveal him, to explain him. And Jesus' whole ministry was revealing the true nature of our Father. "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." That's what I saw when I saw that, and that song, that chorus is saying again and again, "You're so beautiful," and I thought, wow. The scripture says that in the face of Jesus, we discover the true knowledge of the glory of God, the beauty of the Lord, the essence of who he actually is. And it's that face. It's that face. I've always loved this picture, that face. That face that wore a crown of thorns. That face that's full of compassion. You see, ever met somebody and you can say that somebody's eyes are on fire in two different ways. One, they're kind of like fierce, piercing look. But also someone who's just been through a lot, who's had sleepless nights, who's just been whatever, they're like their eyes are on fire. I believe that was both true about Christ. When it says in Revelation, his eyes were on fire, when I look in that picture there, I see Jesus' eyes on fire with great love and fierceness, but also full of compassion. What he went through, what he suffered. You know, again, when Jesus was on the cross, and in John 19, only John the Beloved recorded this. Only the one who laid his head on the breast of Christ and heard the heartbeat of Jesus. Only the one who understood what was happening at the cross and who went back and stood with the women. Only he was the only disciple. Only that one who wrote God is love. Only that one said that at the cross, Jesus said, "It's finished." It's only in John. John's the only one who records those words. It's like he was the only one who got permission to record them. He was the only one that the rest of the disciples, I guess, felt like had the right to do that. He was the only one who wrote, "I thirst." And I believe with all my heart when Jesus said it's finished, he wasn't just saying some kind of transactional thing. "Lord, it's done. We've done what we're supposed to do." I think he was saying clearly, "Lord, we've done it. Crown of thorns, bruised, spat on, eyes of fire. We've done it. We've revealed to them the true nature of who you are. We've really revealed in my face your glory. This is who you are." I don't know who you think God is. If you think he's a judger, condemner, perfectionist, to carry with you guilt and shame and fear all the time and anxiety because you think you live under his constant disapproval. That's not who he is at all. If you want to know who God is, if you want a true nature of his glory, it's found in the face of Jesus. There's never been any face so beautiful as the one who wore the crown of thorns. That's who he is. That's who he is to you and me. That's his character. That's the one who asks us to surrender everything to him and says to us, you can trust me. That's the one who says he's a God of hope. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.